first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Gretchen Gudenkauf offers a recipe for self-soothing holiday habits.
As the holidays approach, I'm fortunate to be blessed with one of my therapist's best pieces of information. She calls it self-soothing behavior. In fact, several therapists told me the same thing. Like everyone knows, if you grow up with habits of soothing yourself with something good, you'll avoid the unhealthy soothers, commonly referred to as addictions. With the holidays approaching, I know I need some good self-soothers. Of course, grabbing food that takes one reach of outstretched fingers from container to mouth is the fastest self-soother. But I've learned to mentor myself with a self-soothing bike ride. Bicycling cancels out the slurs and slings of the job. I ride down a hill and feel the freshness of the air against my skin, and I am self-soothed. It also soothes the planet that I'm getting where I'm going with less pollution. Making things prettier, pruning trees and bushes, clearing debris, making my house more livable are some of my positive self-stroking habits. During this holiday season, be sure to have plenty of good self-soothers lined up for yourself, your friends, and family. When a family member makes a suggestion for an activity, don't just brush it off as strange. It's probably a good self-soother for the person who suggested it, and perhaps a behavioral enhancement for everyone present.
Gretchen Gudenkauf is a bicycle activist living in Felton. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.
I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world.